Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
We're doing our visiting critic slot a little differently this week because it is Ireland Reads Day tomorrow, which includes events all over the country in libraries everywhere. And we're all encouraged to read. And we decided to ask two people who haven't picked up a book in quite a while, for whatever reason, to get back into reading. It's a habit that might have faded from a lot of people's lives for all the variety of reasons. And on the line and ready to read, Tracy Crosby is from Goree in County Wexford. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. And Ronan McDermott is from Donabate in County Dublin.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, thank you very much. You've accepted our challenge to read a book. We'll come to that in a second. But Tracy, first of all, when did you last read a book?
Oh my goodness, it must have been over a year ago.
Was it? And
yes.
You've fallen out of the habit?
I have fallen out of the habit. Everything's just going on, you know, so I've just put everything on, yeah, myself on back hold, so... Yeah, it's good to have a challenge to get back on track.
You're very busy. What keeps you busy?
I have an autistic daughter, so.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. So she kind of takes priority.
Yes. Okay.
You know, it's a lot going on. Yeah.
That's our topic this morning. Sorry, I didn't
know
that.
I know. I heard it. Yes. Yeah, yes. Fair play to them. Yeah.
Okay. And so you haven't read in the year Ronan,
I haven't read a book since before the COVID.
Oh,
shame
that's
on
quite
me.
A while. Well, no shame on you. It's things get in the way. But you have a stack of books at home, I believe, and you haven't just got round to it.
I'm looking at about five or six brand new books that I haven't opened yet. Colin McCann and Ian Banks and Joseph O'Neill. It's shameful, really.
So you're up for reading, though, whatever we give you?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
I need the kick.
We don't want to kick you. We want to encourage. That's the main thing. So we decided Marion Keyes' Rachel's Holiday, which is an all-time classic, many hundreds of thousands of people in the country have read, would be a good place to dip back in. I'm sure you've heard of it, have you, Tracy or Ronan?
Oh, I have, yes. Have. Very excited.
It's
now,
in the
yes.
news at the moment because there's a TV series been adapted by Stephanie Prisner for the telly and it'll be all about the Walsh sisters. And there's great crack in it, but it's kind of serious as well.
Very good.
I hope you get the time. We'll check in with you maybe in 2 weeks' time, we say, I think. That's our plan.
Brilliant.
Great,
fabulous. Looking forward to it.
Good luck to you and especially to you, Tracy. We're all thinking about you and parents like you this morning. I'm sure we
appreciate
might chat
that.
A little bit more about that when we meet you again. But in the meantime, have a lovely weekend.
And the same to yourself.
Take care of yourselves. Thank you so much. Goodbye. And tomorrow, by the way, Ireland Reads Day. Hundreds of events include puppet shows, book readings, author interviews taking place across the 330 libraries that we have in the land. And if you go to irelandreads.ie for all the details of the crack and get reading as well, and sure, chat to us as well. In 2 weeks' time, we'll check in with Tracy and Ronan, see how they got on. Maybe they'll pick up the habit again and return to the lovely habit of a glaive. Lord knows it's the weather at the moment to stick into a book. And with all the stuff that's happening in the world here as well, put your head into fiction, I can tell you.